What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Checking my email box, I got an email from somebody who is still keeping watch on the House Oversight Committee. And apparently now testimonies are underway from these experts on compliance. And actually, it's one of the whistleblowers, and apparently they are dropping some major bombshells. So when it's all over, I'm sure there'll be a summary or a complete replay, and that's going to be worth going through, definitely. Okay, now, interesting little story. Apparently, the Department of Justice Inspector General has just found 19,000 lost Strzok and Page texts. Now, it's kind of curious where they found them, because the Department of Justice actually wiped the text messages between Strzok and Page before the Office of the Inspector General could review them. Maybe the Inspector General knocked on NSA's door and said, do you have these? Because NSA's got everything. NSA called up former FBI Director James Comey and said, we've got all of Hillary's missing emails. And Comey said, I am not interested. But if the FBI or the Department of Justice knowingly concealed, covered up, and destroyed evidence, they violated Title 18, Section 1519, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations. Now, Maria Butina was this alleged Russian spy, and she's pled guilty in federal court for conspiracy to act as an illegal foreign agent in the United States. And she was accused of working to infiltrate Republican political circles through groups such as the National Rifle Association to bolster Russian interests. Now, Butina said she acted under the direction of a Russian official whom CNN has identified as Alexander Torshin, the recently retired deputy governor of the Central Bank of Russia. He's not a Russian government official. This was financial stuff. So Butina sought to establish unofficial lines of communication with Americans having power and influence over U.S. politics. Well, it sounds like a case of selective prosecution here, because every country on earth have people inside this country trying to establish unofficial lines of communication with Americans having power and influence over U.S. politics, especially Israel. But apparently talking to a Russian is now a crime in and of itself. Okay. Nancy Pelosi is out there celebrating the recapture of the House of Representatives. She's saying it's my gavel now. And apparently there was concern she did not have enough votes to win the speakership. So she's made a deal. I mean, there were some 16 House Democrats were opposed to her candidacy. And at the last second, the potential candidate to oppose Pelosi, Representative Marcia Fudge, decided to bow out, reasons not given. And some other anti-Pelosi Democrats jumped ship as well. So supposedly the deal that they made is that Pelosi will step aside after 4 years. No, she won't. They'll have to pry her out of there with a crowbar. The House passed an $867 billion farm bill, which rejected curbs on food stamps, which means President Trump now has a green light to hand out bailouts and subsidies to America's farmers. Some of them really do need it. But we know there's a lot of abuse of the food stamp system here. And apparently the measure passed with a 369-47 vote. It expands farm subsidies and, according to The Hill, includes language legalizing hemp production. The purpose of this legislation is to provide a safety net for farmers hit with unexpected weather or by tariffs, which is going on right now, as well as low-income Americans struggling to feed themselves and their families. It's one of the most politically sensitive pieces of legislation Congress passes. Now, Gerald Celente is out there saying what we're seeing start to unwind before us, especially with China, it's not a trade war, it's a global slowdown. And he's asking if the central banksters are going to try and boost the markets. Now, today the Dow ended 70 in the green, the other two ended slightly in the red. Not a great day, but not a bad one either here. Remember, okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Remember Janet Yellen, former head of the Federal Reserve, and made the statement that there will not be another financial crisis in her lifetime. Well, she's changed her mind. She's warning that, yes, another crisis is most definitely possible, and the tools that could help prevent another crisis are not all that great in the U.S., by which what she probably means is the government is not using enough violence and force in the form of regulations to prevent an economic meltdown, which was caused by the Federal Reserve and its usurious policies. So Yellen is now a scholar at the Brookings Institute and said there remains an agenda of unfinished regulation. There's always that battle going back and forth. Should we regulate the financial sector or not? And, of course, the financial sector says, no, no, we're fine. We can take care of ourselves here. Albert Edwards, 2 months ago, suggested investors are focusing on the wrong catalyst for the next crash, which he said was probably going to emerge out of China. And he says the worry is that a Chinese policy response will send the global markets into a tailspin, just as the August 2015 devaluation did. Now, today, in his latest note, he's doubling down on his assertion that a China hard landing may be the gray rhino that investors are ignoring. He uses all kinds of metaphors, capsizing the economic ship, the death wobble, which you have to be a motorcycle rider to understand what that one means here. But back in October, he was out there saying, wondering if China's luck is running out. Actually, I think everyone's luck is running out. We know that for every nation that is enslaved to a private central bank, and that is every nation on earth except three, by design, it produces more and more debt. More debt than available money, so the debt grows and grows and grows until it crushes the system, and that's what we're starting to see. We're concerned about an economic meltdown here in the United States of America. It'll go global because it got really close to doing that back in 2008 because of economic globalism. Now, one of the things that did stabilize the stock markets today is that there appears to be at least some progress on the China trade war truce. Apparently, China is now going to buy 500,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. This is coming out of Reuters. Now, this is kind of dicey. China does not allow GMO. So the United States agricultural sector is going to have to come up with 500,000 tons of non-GMO soybeans. And it's going to be spread out over 12 cargoes for shipment between January and March. Okay, the dollar index has been rising ever since Trump began his war on trade. Right now, it's at the same 97 index level as when Trump was elected. Now, if Trump wants to win the trade war, he needs to push the dollar a lot lower. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but if he does, This in turn will send the price of gold soaring. So hang on to those coins and bars. And that means that the Western Central Banks and the Bank of International Settlements will have to live with a rising gold price, something they really don't want to have to do. And this could actually lead to a clash between the Trump administration and the central banks. And banks sometimes decide that they don't like presidents. Remember back in, I think it was 1933, a bunch of Wall Street bankers got together and actually plotted a coup d'etat against President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And it failed because the military commander they chose to lead it, Smedley Butler, waited until he had all the necessary evidence and blew the whistle. And it was covered up. It was hushed up. It didn't become public until the mid-1970s. And it's actually the basis for the movie 7 Days in May, although the role of the bankers was notably left out of the screenplay here. Chinese auto sales are in decline for the first time in 30 years. So that's also due probably to the tariff wars with steel and aluminum here. Saudi Arabia is now feeling the pressure from pretty much the rest of the world. They bet that they could defy the United States when it pushed for oil production cuts at the OPEC meeting, gambling that Trump would not lash out in retaliation despite some heavy-handed pressure from his Twitter feed ahead of the summit in Vienna. And so far, it looks like the bet has paid off. Now, Saudi Arabia's decision to push for oil production cuts was kind of a no-brainer. They're facing serious budgetary pressure from low oil prices. And I'm sure they're much more concerned about that than any legal or political action from the U.S. Congress or the White House. Now, here's what's really interesting. The U.S. is calling for production cuts in Saudi Arabia to run up the price of oil. Right now, the United States is a net oil exporter. They've been developing a lot of oil fields, and they've just discovered one of the world's largest reserves under Texas and New Mexico. I mean, years and years worth. So the U.S. is leading the world in terms of oil production. Do they want to run up prices before they start selling that? Maybe. Now, interestingly enough, Japanese refiners will start buying Iranian crude oil in January, but they'll only buy until March to make sure they don't get on the bad side of the Trump administration in case the 180-day sanction waivers are not extended. Now, Japan is one of Iran's largest oil importers, but it's also the United States' staunchest ally in Asia, and the combination of the two is not working out well for Tokyo. Early this year, when the Japanese government tried to secure a waiver from the U.S. State Department, local refiners stopped all purchases of Iranian oil ahead of the sanctions that came into effect on November 5th. But this idea of shutting down Iran's oil exports to zero is not working out. And the United States is now having to admit they will not be able to stop Iraq from importing Iranian gas. Baghdad will continue to procure its energy requirements rather than go along with the U.S. anti-Iran sanctions. So within the context of Iraq, it's not looking good for the hawks in Washington. So, anyway, down in Venezuela, I mean, things are really bad in Venezuela. And we should be paying attention because that's going to happen here. And apparently, Goodyear has shut down their Venezuela plant. And the only severance the employees got was a new set of tires. Over at Walmart, they're starting to test Flippy, the robot cook. And and they're testing it out at its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters to see if it might make for a valuable team member in its in-store delis. Now, remember the last time Flippy was deployed, it had a rocky start over in Pasadena. It had to be taken offline after its human co-workers couldn't prepare the patties fast enough. Simply from an engineering point of view, wouldn't you have a patty maker as an adjunct to this thing? But apparently at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, they deployed another of these Flippy robots, and it flipped 17,000 pounds of chicken tenders and tater tots. This is a little sick, I think. Okay, the Cranston School District, which is located just outside Rhode Island's capital city of Providence, has taken the school lunch debts of the students and turned them over to a collection agency. Now, the students are supposed to pay for their lunches. It's $2.50 for middle school students, $3.25 for high school students, and apparently students are showing up. They don't have the money or all the money, and so the cafeterias have been basically just keeping a tab on them, and the school district is now saying, well, it's time to get those funds to come on in here. So they're turning it over to a collection agency, which you're talking about wrecking these kids' credit reports before they even get out of high school. Over at the Boy Scouts of America, they're considering a bankruptcy filing. Apparently, all of these sex abuse lawsuits have drained the coffers. And I'd hate to see them go, but, you know, things are out of control here. I mean, when I was in the Boy Scouts, there was none of this stuff was going on. I think it's these prescription psychiatric medications. I think we're drugging our entire population into aberrant behavior. Getting on back to the economic news, 60% of working Americans say it's harder to retire now than 5 years ago. That's certainly true. A lot of people can't retire here. Interesting article out of Investment Watch blog. Two-thirds of Americans think they are middle class. Millions of them are dead wrong. And what they're talking about is right now, half of all American workers make less than $30,533 a year. That cannot support a middle-class lifestyle for a family with children. Incomes have stagnated while the cost of living has soared, and as a result, the middle class is steadily eroding. But most Americans don't want to call themselves the elite, and they don't want to call themselves lower class or working class. So they just go on looking in the mirror and say, I'm middle class. I'm middle class. Really, I'm middle class. I have to be middle class. I've maxed out all my credit cards. Okay, once again, more and more about taxes. Apparently, there's a federally funded report that is saying that the only way that the government can raise the money to repair the interstate highway system, which is in a bad condition, is they want to turn every single mile of that interstate highway into a toll road. Gee, if we hadn't dropped $5 trillion all over the rest of the world trying to bomb them and into submission, we would have the money to fix that highway. So, it's, you know, the report is fairly accurate. They have to dramatically expand highway capacity to meet growing demand. But the suggestion of just turning the entire interstate system into a single giant toll road, that's not going to make people happy. It's actually going to be an impediment to business and tourism. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, it's Christmas. And over here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we've been very good little boys and girls all year long. I'm sure there are many people out there who would not share that opinion. And we've got our stockings hung up by the chimney with care. So if you would like to send a little Christmas cheer our way, the postal address for a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours, and remember, it is Texas Central Time. Extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. All right. Getting on back to the economic news here. It should not be surprising, but homelessness is on the rise in many U.S. cities. And the reason is very, very simple. Rents are going up. And so people who were just barely getting by are being basically evicted. There's nowhere to go. There's no low rent. They wind up out on the streets. In cities with high housing costs, even a modest rent increase can significantly drive up homelessness. Now, up in Canada, Canadian citizens are going bankrupt at an alarming rate. There's been a 16% increase in bankruptcy filings just in the last month. Okay, let's talk about immigration, Europe, all that stuff that's going on over there. Getting on back to last Tuesday's on-camera kerfuffle between Trump and Schumer and Pelosi, Donald Trump basically invoked the wall in Israel when he was out there saying, you know, we just need to follow what they did here. If we want to find out how effective a wall is, we just ask Israel. Trump said it's 99.9% effective, and our wall will be every bit as good as that, if not better. Well, it's not like the Palestinians are trying to get into Israel other than those who are seeking employment. It's a different dynamic with all these migrant hordes. And again, Eisenhower was able to shut down the problem completely with just a fraction of the resources that border control has today. It was called Operation Wetback, and the liberals are probably out there screaming, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. It's politically incorrect. One of the things Trump did say in his press conference that followed that spat, and I applaud him for mentioning that, was the fact that there is more than just politics and globalism and Democratic voters in this issue. It's a health threat. And looking at this story from Judicial Watch, they're out there saying the corporate media is burying important facts to support the migrant agenda. They're concealing the migrant health threat. Drug-resistant tuberculosis, hepatitis, HIV, scabies, at least one case of plague. I mean, right now, over in the Democratic Republic of Congo, they're dealing with the world's second largest Ebola outbreak, and it has reached a major city that is a transportation hub. So let's say that one of these Africans who is infected gets on a plane, flies into Mexico, and crosses that open border into the United States of America. That's how serious this is going to be. And I'm sure globalists like George Soros are going to say, all right, so a few people melted into goo in front of you. I mean, come on, just how picky you are. But apparently, I mean, They're bringing dengue fever and chikungunya. So it's a serious, serious situation. Okay, here's an interesting revelation. One of the leaders of the migrant group that is demanding entry to the United States is Alfonso Guerrero Ulloa. And as it turns out, he is a suspect in a 1987 bombing that wounded six American soldiers in Honduras. Now, Ulloa has lived in Mexico since 1987. Mexico considers him a freedom fighter. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about immigration. Actually, I've just now this second put up a video of the House Oversight Committee hearing into the Clinton Foundation. And it's queued up to start at the point where the whistleblowers came on in and started revealing a lot of very damaging information. Okay. Take care of that. All right. So apparently the Koch brothers organizations are now being targeted for supporting amnesty for illegal aliens. And apparently, according to Breitbart News, Koch brothers sent a letter to Congress suggesting that there should be an amnesty deal with Democrats to go along with the border wall funding. In other words, we'll fund your border wall, and in exchange, everybody who's already inside will get immediate amnesty and a path to citizenship. So Americans for Legal Immigration is launching an activism campaign today that targets the Koch brothers and their front organizations for pushing the lame duck Congress to pass amnesty for 3.5 million illegal aliens. Despite growing evidence, such pro-amnesty positions cost many GOP candidates their races in the midterm elections. also a Title 18 violation there, guys. All right. There is an NGO, and they're involved in migrant transport. They call themselves SOS Mediterranee. They've just announced they're going to be replacing their current vessel with a new one to resume operations in the new year. And they're saying they have not entirely given up on their commitment to pick up migrants off the Libyan coast, despite the announcement from their partner Doctors Without Borders that the Aquarius would be ending operations last week. That's the ship they're currently using. So the NGO blamed the European governments for the shutdown of operations, saying this is the result of a sustained campaign spearheaded by the Italian government and backed by other European states to delegitimize, slander, and obstruct aid organizations providing assistance to vulnerable people. That's not what they're doing. They're pushing the New World Order. Let's blur everybody together so they forget who they are. And I wonder who it is who signed the check to buy them a whole new ship. Now, as you know, yesterday, Theresa May did survive her vote of no confidence. She's not out of trouble just yet. And the Conservatives still remain split on the Brexit deal. And she's not going to be able to get that through. Brussels won't budge. She won't budge. Parliament won't budge. It's going to be a hard Brexit. Or they're going to look out their windows and see a whole bunch of yellow vests. Over in the Czech Republic, political leaders want to ban Islam completely. And they're saying, basically, it's trying to colonize their society. And they're saying that if someone calls for the killing of infidels and Jews, it's not a religion of peace. So they want to shut the door there. Over in Finland, a member of their parliament, Ville Tavio, from the right-wing nationalist Finns party, has created a major uproar by comparing the European Union with Nazi Germany during a parliamentary debate. And he basically came out and he said, federalists, meaning the EU itself, are threatening the people of Europe and the nation state. They create a new kind of Soviet Union. They create a new Nazi Germany. And, of course, that sparked a major debate with politicians on both sides of the spectrum reacting very strongly. But, again, look at a map. What the EU is trying to put together is basically what Nazi Germany wanted to conquer. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike, what you just pointed out about the Koch brothers, that pretty much reinforces what I try to tell people, and that pretty much these billionaire elites are one and the same mindset. Maybe a little bit of a different side of the coin, but they're pretty much for they're globalists. They're for open borders. They don't care about the regular about the people. They just care about profits. Only they don't care about the garbage they put in the environment either. They'll talk about global warming, and yet they'll push all kinds of chemicals and stuff like that. That poison air, poisons the water, and poisons people's stomachs when they eat their GMO garbage. So I think people need to wake up, stop this left-right nonsense, okay, Republican, Democrat, and understand these billionaires want to control all of us and stop playing the Koch brothers aren't that bad, blah, blah, blah. They are bad. No good, just like the rest of them, just like Bloomberg, just like Soros, and you name the billionaire, pretty much. That's the way they are.
Yeah, they do all seem to be on board with this agenda of turning all of planet Earth into a third world slum in order to extract more wealth from the people.
That's it. That's it. They don't care about us. They care about themselves. And the sooner people get wise and understand who these people... When we talk about the New World Order, that's basically what we're doing. We're talking about very rich elitists, very rich globalists who care only about themselves and their profits. Whether it's... And it's that they'll get us into, they'll gladly get us into war, which you're seeing now, a lot of what's going on in the Middle East, that Genie Oil, where the Rothschilds are pretty much run that show. You're seeing a lot of the problems with Russia, with, you know, that they're creating with Russia has to do with they're not happy enough with their own, you know, stealing resources from everybody else. Now they want to steal even more resources from Russia and neighbors of Russia. This is all this is about, folks. Understand that. These people are evil. They must be dealt with. We must get a government in there that's going to be, loyal to the American people. I'm hoping somebody like maybe Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know, if she can get over her thing about firearms and, you know, respect the Second Amendment, I think she might be good, but I don't know. Cynthia McKinney, I think, is very good, and Rand Paul, I believe, is very good. But other than that, I just don't, you know, if we keep going this way, Mike, I'm afraid this country is going to go to either a civil war or we're just going to implode, one or the other. Or these bums are going to get us into a nuclear war, which unfortunately is getting more and more possible too. They don't seem to respect life. They don't seem to respect. They seem to think somehow that they're immune from it, that they'll be able to hide in their bunkers or wherever they think they're going to hide and get rid of the majority of the population. Very bad situation, Mike, and that's because we don't wake up. People don't understand. I post a lot of stuff on and share a lot of stuff on Facebook and Twitter. It's the only reason I keep these things, because I want to share information that they're trying to subvert. And I'm losing a lot of friends because of it, too. People don't want to know the truth. I just, girl threatened to, I shared stuff about Sandy Hoax. She doesn't like that. She said, I can't talk, don't send any the Sandy Hoax stuff. I put it on Newsfeed, if I can't help it. It winds up there. Wolfgang Halbig is a friend on Facebook, and I share everything I get from him with others. So that's the way it is. I respect that man greatly. I think he's a true patriot. He was not red-pilled before, by the way. He wanted to share information, mistakes that they were making, and they tried to have him arrested for that. That woke him up. He's completely red-pilled, and he's a great patriot. But people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear garbage. They don't want to sit there. They don't want to look at the other shooting in Cowards County there, where those four people in military gear came out the side of the building there. Those are the people who did the shooting. That's why the corrupt sheriff there, Israel, told his people to stand down, because the FBI was pulling, because they probably had him, just like the other sheriff there, Lombardo in Vegas. These guys are corrupt as the day is long, and they had stuff on them. So they said, okay, you better cooperate with us. So they said, we tell you to stand down, you stand down. And that's what happened. And this way, these four were able to carry out these horrible murders. They blamed it on Cruz. They used him as a patsy. But people don't want to hear that. They don't want to know. They don't want to know anything about it, even though the pictures are right there. And I've shared that on Facebook and Twitter, because Wolfgang shared about. I was looking for it for a while because I'd seen it before, and I was looking for it so I could share. I couldn't find it anymore. Wolfgang got it. He shared it, and I shared it. And that's the way. That's the only way to beat these people. We got to share information. The information, InfoWars is right. I mean, that's actually what this is. It's an information war. We've got to win.
Yes.
We've got to get our message out. People got to understand we are under siege. These elitists want us dead. That's what they want to do originally, eventually. They want to, move us into their big cities, so-called smart cities, total control.
Yes.
And if we wipe us out, and think they're going to turn themselves into robots. Either or, they don't care. They say, okay, if you are wise to us and you will come after us, you know what we'll do? We'll start a war. We'll blow you all up in a nuclear war, and that's going to be it that way also. So this is
okay,
the situation.
Okay, now, Mark, let's back up here a little bit. where you were talking about the resistance that you're meeting, trying to talk to people about things that are going on. First of all, I think more and more people are waking up to what's going on, and so you're dealing with a minority population. But there are people where you're out there saying our government is behaving badly, it's doing evil things. In a way, it puts them on the spot, because now they have to decide, am I going to try and do something about that? And that's a pretty heavy choice, because we all like to think that we're good people at heart, that we would fight against injustice. You know, we want to be like the heroes we see in movies and TV. But in the real world, to actually take action against a corrupt government carries risks with it, and everybody knows it. And so people are saying, well, I really can't go along with this because I might miss a mortgage payment and then I'll be out on the streets. And so it's a gross bit of self-deception where they'll simply say, you know, I am a good person. I would fight against injustice. I just don't see any reason to do it right now. And they'll swallow the offered propaganda, gratefully, indeed. But again, that's starting to wear out as well. The other issue, of course, is that all of us who are seeking to educate other people need to learn to do it gently. We're not going to push them across that bridge to the other side. We have to stand on the other side and beckon them forward. And don't overwhelm them with a lot of stuff. I mean, Mark, you were kind of doing exactly that. You just went on and on about all the stuff. That's going to slam on the brakes there. If you're going to talk to somebody about a topic, just, you know, keep it simple as possible. Use the Socratic method. Ask them questions. Say, does this make sense in the official story? And, you know, remind them about how much we know we've been lied to, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go here. We're coming up on the top of the hour.
One thing, though, Mike, I do tell him you can call Wolfgang. He actually posts his number online. I have it. And he says I could give it out, but I don't want to. I'd rather them look it up and find it out. So it's not that he keeps that hidden. And I do tell people, if you don't believe me, you don't want to, you can talk to Wolfgang himself. And I tell him that he's a school safety expert, one of the best in the country. And that's pretty much that. So, you know, it's not that I just force it down their throat. Okay.
Okay, well, there's an art to being a rabble-rouser, and it's understanding what the rabble is ready to hear and what they're not ready to hear. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go, and yes, Wolfgang is a cool guy. We've had him on the radio show before. All right, getting on back to the economic news, and this is kind of interesting. There's been a new study that shows 40% of American college students never graduate. And it only underscores the fact that going to college does not guarantee a high-paying job and a better standard of living. In fact, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez basically illustrates this. She worked as a bartender before launching her upset primary campaign, despite having a degree in economics from Boston University. And she's spoken about feeling directionless after graduating with a mountain of student debt. So that is a major, major problem. Apparently, millions of degree holders are defaulting on their student loans. One study published in August said 30% of student loans are in default or in arrears. And a lot of these college students, college graduates, are struggling with underemployment or being stuck working jobs that do not require a college degree. 1 million Americans default on their student loans every single year. And if defaults continue at their current pace, roughly 40% of borrowers will have defaulted by 2023. They took a college education and they turned it into just another scam. Sure, come on in here, get a degree in women's studies or art history, or and you know, yes, we'll loan you the money, because financial assistance has kind of gone away, and you'll graduate, you'll pay these loans off in just a few years. and they got you jammed on that debt hook good and hard. Now, speaking of education, something very bizarre is going on. Harvard University's endowment, which is valued at $39 billion, it's the largest academic endowment in the world. And the private investment company has been buying up farmland and water rights located in California, mostly vineyards. And they have formed a wholly owned subsidiary called Brodea. And they're saying they're buying up the vineyards, but it looks like what they're really after are those aquifers. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a side note for all you astronomy buffs, tonight is the peak of the Geminid meteor shower, and they're expecting it to be pretty decent. Obviously, the best time to see it is in the night sky before dawn. which means getting up very, very easy, finding the constellation Gemini, and just look for the meteors to come on down. And that will be kind of fun here. Over at the New York Times, columnist Jennifer Weiner wrote an op-ed titled, "It's the Least Wonderful Time of the Year." And the gist of this op-ed is that businesses should cancel office Christmas parties so that women avoid the risk of being sexually harassed. And according to Weiner, the prospect of the holiday party is a difficult one for women due to the task of, first of all, choosing clothing that signal you are polished without being boring, attractive without being provocative, and that you're looking to be promoted, not propositioned. And this is just another continuation of this attack on Christmas. I mean, Rudolph, banned. Frosty the Snowman, racist. White Christmas, racist. It's just utterly, utterly, utterly ridiculous. Apparently, over at the in Kitchener, Ontario, it was the opening night of their Christ Kringle Market, their version of a Christmas market. And this pastor, Jacob Raum, got up to the microphone and was reading the Christmas story from the Bible. And the microphone was cut off by city staff. And at first he thought it might be an accident, but then he said, looking at the staff, said it was clear that it was intentional. Now, here's a problem. Our retailers depend on the Christmas shopping season for one third of their earnings through the entire year. If Christmas is made to go away because it offends the voodoo people, what are they going to use in its place to market to us? And yet another piece came on out here. Taylor Marshall came on out writing that men shouldn't decorate gingerbread houses because it's effeminate. And apparently, this is over in Indiana in Harrison Township. It's Sweden. Sweden has shut down their controversial equality body. And it was controversial because it was run exclusively by women. It was being nicknamed the Feminism Ministry. We'll be right back after station identification.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.